Yeah. Sorry about that. Again, I was on the phone. Hey, with a potential customer.
That's okay. That's okay. The call disconnected on my end, so I had to give you a call back.
The lady was asking so many questions. I was like, oh, come on, hurry up.
That's okay. I mean, it happens, and I definitely appreciate your time. So did you want the business branded as the Basement Pros HVAC, the Basement Pros LLC, HVAC LLC? I mean, I know that the HVAC is important, but...
But you made a good point. Because the fact that the website...
It
already say it.
Doesn't have to be in the name itself. It's on the website. It'll be on all the content that we create. Certainly, if someone types in HVAC, your business will pop up. The website will pop up. But I've got it then as the Basement Pros Services, LLC. And then, Mr. Robinson, again, for the sake of the recording here, please restate your name and your official title within the business.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Jamal Robinson, owner of the Base Pro Services, LLC.
And then Jamal, as the owner of the Basement Pros Services, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Jamal, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically do request that you agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jamal, of course, you would agree to that, right?
That's right.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. It's always a bit of a concern for me, quite frankly, when I call one of my customers and it goes to voicemail or it goes to mailbox not set up or mailbox full. I mean, and I'm calling the business number. It's a concern, not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. It's my client. But I also know that if I were a potential customer trying to call them and hire them and I get mailbox not set up, I'm probably more likely to call someone else than I would be to try to call back later. So we don't want you to miss any opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to be very successful with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And the reason we ask is all of the content that we'll create for your business. Like I said, the Angies, there's no direct conflict there, but because we're creating additional directories and destinations, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Jamal, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Robinson, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll do what's called the NAP W audit, name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of your business information stays accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 8th of July, in the very discounted total amount of just $249.00. When the term is completed, Jamal, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $199.00. And again, that $199 is both a a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, because it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can absolutely discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jamal, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Robinson, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. And it does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Jamal, is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
I have a split payment just for today because I spent a lot of money today.
Okay.
So I got two MasterCards. One of them, okay, you just charge one of them for 100, and then the remainder balance of the 149.
So let's do the 149 first. So the name on that particular card, is that your name, the business name, or both?
That's my name.
Your name. Okay. And then you said it's a MasterCard. No middle initial on that particular card, just first and last?
Nope.
Okay. Should start with a 5, all MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are. If you want to read it 4 digits at a time, I'll read it back at the end for accuracy.
Okay, 4, 4, 7, 96, 26, 49, 50, 99, 77.
Okay. Did you say that was 44, 41, 96, 26, 49, 50, 99, 75?
No, 44, 47. The middle numbers were correct, and then the last number is 7, not 5.
Oh, so 99, 77.
Yeah.
Let me just read that back. I've got 4, 4, 4, 7, 1, 9, 6, 2, 6, 4, 9, 5, 0, that can't be right, 0, 9.
No,
I put in too many 4s, I think. The problem is they don't allow us to put in any spaces or dashes, and at the end of the day, everything blurs together, so...
Okay, there we go. Ready?
Yes. It's just 44.
Okay. I got you. 44, 47.
Okay.
96, 26.
Okay.
49, 50. 99, 77.
I got it. I don't know where that one came in. I think when I changed it to a 4, I might have fat-fingered that 1 in there as well. 4, 7, 4, 7, 9, 6, 2, 6, 4, 9, 5, 0, 9, 9, 7, 7.
44, 47.
That's what I should be saying. Boy, I should probably refill my cup of coffee after this call. and then the expiration month and year?
January 2025.
Okay, so 01 or January 2025, and then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
927.
927. So I've got 927 on the back, 01 or January of 2025 is the expiration, and then that card that we verified, I think, sufficiently. What is the actual billing address of that card?
44105.
44105. And the street address, that's in Cleveland, but what is the street address?
7901 Dorver.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland, Ohio, 44105.
Is that the street, avenue, or court, or avenue, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, hold on, one second, yes. Yeah, my phone is going crazy. Hold on, one second. Okay, yes. Okay, yeah. Somebody had the wrong number.
Oh, okay. So give me just a second here, and this is going to be for 149.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, give me a second to update that, and then I'll get you a confirmation number here, or I can email it out to you. It's up to you.
You can say it.
Okay. Let me get that up and going for you here. And then... system's a little slow. Can't pour coffee into the computer, though. That would make it worse. It helps with me, but not with the computer. So it's a little lengthy, but I'll give it to you 3 digits at a time, and then I'll give you the second one as well. It's 819, so 819-983-077-982-390, and then just 2 at the end, 55.
Okay.
And that was just for that specific transaction. Now, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system in just a minute or so here, and I'm also going to give you the client support phone number and the hours of operation on here. And then actually what I'm going to do here, because we've got this one payment as a 149, I officially put it in as a friends and family rate. So instead of 199 a month, it's going to be 149 a month. And then instead of the $50 setup fee, it's just going to be a $100 setup fee. So it's still $249 in your first month, but moving forward, instead of $199, it's going to be $149. So I've made that adjustment, and that I just set into a recorded line as well. Just so you know, it would be $149 a month moving forward with the billing date on the 8th of the month, okay? And then it'd just be the one-time setup fee, in this case, of $100. So you're saving $50 every month moving forward, just because the system wasn't going to allow me to split that payment and then adjust the subscription cost. It just wanted me to put in an amount that we can bill for the future. So it just got coded as a friends and family rate. So that's even better than a new business rate. And then the next one, is that a Visa or... you said it was a MasterCard, right, the other one?
Yes.
Okay. Still the same first and last name on the card, no middle initial?
Yes.
Okay. If you wanted to go ahead and read that one, and then I'll repeat it back at the end. Which is the one that you wanted to keep on file for future billing, the first one or this one? You can update it, too. You can change it at any time. You can call us and say, this is the card I want to keep on file. You can also, through your client dashboard, of course, access your tracking and success. You can also, though, update billing information, print out invoices for tax purposes and things like that. So if this is not the one that you want to keep on file, we can change it either in this phone call or you can call us or change it yourself through your dashboard.
All right. You keep the second one.
This one? Okay. And what is that number?
The number 5449. That's 5449. You got that?
I'm going to repeat it back four at a time. I like your idea better. I've got that as 54.49.
Okay, cool.
2704 and then the last three digits on the back of that card.
505.
So 505 on the back, 02 or February of 2024. The card again, 5449-2709-3201-8762. Same billing address for that particular card?
Yep.
Okay. Like I said, in the next couple of minutes here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Good.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. It's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, so you can email the support team 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. You will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may receive that text message even before you receive that email, but when you receive either that text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician, again, that client interview. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. The call itself will be scheduled by the hour, but it takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We are booked up for the remainder of the day. But on Monday, it's pretty wide open. Well, morning's a little impacted, but anything after or at 10 o'clock all the way up into including the last one at 6 o'clock. Looks like there's at least one spot available every hour. Did you want something as early as 10, as late as 6, somewhere in the middle there?
It doesn't matter. You guys can call me whenever.
Would 10 o'clock work?
Yeah, 10 o'clock will work.
Okay, so it'll be scheduled from 10 until 11. The call itself, like I said, would get to you just a few minutes after 10. It'll get you off the phone pretty close to 10:30. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. You'll receive a reminder email about an hour prior to that. So about 9 o'clock, you receive that reminder email. And in about a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite, really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you?
Yeah, I got both.
Okay. If you open up the text, it goes right where we need it to go. If you open up the email, of course, it's the invoice email with the please click here. The click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on that, that goes where the text opens up. But it should say at the top, Local Splash Terms of Experience, on the left-hand side, talking about Google Business Profile Optimization, and the services that we'll provide. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay, so of course we're going to optimize your Google Business profile. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. You don't have to have a landing page because you've already got a website that we can promote. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the very bottom, there's a line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, of course. And then in the longer box below it, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears there. It is case sensitive, and of course appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste it, Jamal, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name as it appears there, click the confirm signature box below it. That does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's that reduced rate, that we've reduced both the subscription costs and the setup fee, that it is a month-to-month service. It also, of course, allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, and also to do that initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. If you see that, just let me know.
Okay, yes, I'm on that screen right now. Yeah,
okay, so I can give you the username. There is no password set up just yet, and in fact, you don't have to worry about that right now. It is simply our automated system thinking you're trying to log into your tracking system, not even knowing that it's not active yet. I think if you were able to put in a password, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't even been created yet. It is coming, though, from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Of course, we need to do the client interview first, create that content, and then you'll have something to actually track. When that client dashboard is active, you'll officially get by email and text both the username and the default password. You can change that default password if you like. Some people never do. I can, though, give you the username, which is always going to stay the same. And it's easy for you to remember. It is simply your phone number. Area code included, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the numbers itself, 440-223-3436. That will always be your username. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include either your username or your phone number. They are basically the same thing. And that way we can easily forward it out to the right department. Other than that, I'm also going to send you that calendar invite for the 10 o'clock hour on Monday the 11th. The calendar invite is going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then it will have your username, your name, and then your phone number. The calendar invite is just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Other than that, though, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website out where more people can find it and call you directly. We're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. On a personal note, I want to thank you for being patient with me, also for your kindness. You even made me laugh a couple of times. You know, I don't get all of that on every phone call. In fact, sometimes I get none of that. So it's nice to talk to somebody who was as respectful of my time as I hope I have been of theirs, and you certainly were respectful. I definitely appreciate that. But Jamal, you have a wonderful day. You enjoy that upcoming weekend. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call right at or shortly after 10 o'clock on Monday.
Okay, well, I have one more question. Sure. How long will it take for me to show up in the search engine?
So that's a great question. You already have a website. We need to get your PIN verified, and that's going to be, we're requesting right now, since everything is all squared away on our end, we're going to request today if they can get it out in the mail. If not, it will go out tomorrow. Google is going to send you that PIN card. They do prefer the U.S. Postal Service. So they want to make sure, and they don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented by someone outside of town. And since it is the local map that we're talking about, Google wants to make sure that you're a local business. So you'll receive that PIN card in the next few days. It's going to look like a piece of paper folded over with the tear-off edges on it. Nothing much to it but a five-digit PIN inside and directions on how to verify your listing. But we actually prefer if you just call us or shoot us a quick text even with that five-digit PIN, and we'll verify it for you. So we are not going to wait for that to happen. We are going to start creating that content, and it's only going to take us maybe 3 or 5 business days to create that content. You should be Google PIN verified within 5 to 10 days. Business days. So, you know, obviously when it is a month-to-month service, we got to get this going, get your phone ringing early, and keep it ringing often to earn your business. It is going to be, like I said, someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call on Monday, but you take care. You have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, so pretty much what you said was I won't appear on Google until I do the PIN number.
Once your PIN verified, the content that we create will get crawled and indexed by the search engines. That's what affects your placement. That's what gets you online. We'll already have that content created before the PIN verification process. So like I said, we're not sitting on our hands just waiting, but once your PIN verified, everything becomes active.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you. That was all the questions I have, and you have a nice weekend, sir.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Robinson. I appreciate your time. Jamal, you have a wonderful day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.